We are now going to answer the telephone and take on our next guest. I do believe we are going to be talking with head coach Greg Cronin, who is the Colorado Eagles head coach. And, Coach, thank you so much for joining us on Wyoming Sports Talk today.
My pleasure.
Coach, real quick, and we had this conversation, I do believe it was last week, with the voice of the Eagles, Kevin McGlue. In your Pacific Division, you play less games because there's less teams. Is that an advantage as you head into the playoffs that you only had 68 games this season as you get ready for your opening round of the playoffs?
I don't think it's an advantage because all the teams in our division, the first two rounds are the divisional rounds. So, you know, we're both on the same schedules. We play the same number of games. I think as you get past the divisional and you get into the conference, it could be because, you know, it seemed translated that you'd have more rest, right, and more recovery. So we won't know that until we get to the conference finals.
You know, this Pacific Division was a real tough division this past season. And, again, the Eagles qualify for the playoffs. But my question is to you, and, again, being the farm to the Colorado Avalanche 50 miles down the road, and you've got players rehabbing and you got players being called up, how much of a distraction is that to you as a head coach where players are not moving every day, but, you know, shuffling throughout the course of the season?
Well, it's something that we all deal with in the American Hockey League. We're a feeder system. We're preparing players to get to the NHL, whether they get called up in the short term or the long term. I think it's the spirit of our jobs. You know, it's very difficult to generate just kind of core consistency because your best players are getting pulled up, and usually your best players are your leaders. They're the pace setters. They're the guys that absorb the coaching real quickly. But it is what it is. I mean, you have to manage it. And, you know, it's the old cliche where there's an absence, there's an opportunity. So somebody has to step in and help out when your leaders leave.
Larry Perotti along with Nick Perotti and Greg Cronin, the head coach of the Colorado Eagles. Nick, go ahead.
Coach Cronin, at least looking back on this season, first year for the Colorado Eagles in the American Hockey League, first year you as a head coach of this team, again, getting into the playoffs, competing here for the Calder Cup. You will take on Bakersfield, the Condors, coming up this weekend as you will be at home for the first two there at the Budweiser Vincenter. But just give us your thoughts, recap of how this season went for the Colorado Eagles and your first year as the head coach.
Well, we didn't really know what to expect. Last year, they had a shared minor league system with both St. Louis and Colorado. So there was basically two teams housed in one facility. This year, it was all Avalanche players. And, you know, quite a few of our guys had never played in the AHL before. I think over half our team was, you know, first year in the American Hockey League. I think we had seven guys that were 20 years or younger, which is young, but that's what the American League has come to. And, you know, for me, I hadn't coached in the American League since 2005, and it was a very different league back then. So there was a lot of newness for me. My staff was obviously new. Both Aaron and Ryan had won championships in the East Coast Hockey League, and there's obviously an expectation in this area at that level. And again, the fans had to evaluate a new league as well. So there was a lot of newness. We worked our way through it. I felt that our players had developed. I think it was a win-win situation. Some of our guys like Agostino, Greer, Toninato scored their first NHL goals, helped the Avalanche get into the playoffs. So, and obviously we made the playoffs. So I don't think you could ask for a better scenario for the organization.
Talking about that fan base down there in Loveland and also, too, coming down here from the southeast portion of Wyoming here in the city of Cheyenne. But, again, a fan base that is used to winning, obviously, down there in the ECHL, see it back-to-back Kelly Cup champions with the, at least, Colorado Eagles when they are part of that league. Now moving up, though, for you, Coach Cronin, is there any added pressure from this fan base? Does this fan base expect another championship out of this Eagles team, even being in the higher league? Is there any added pressure coming up in the playoffs?
I don't feel it. I mean, the fans are really classy people. I mean, they're totally invested. I got a sense of that when we finished our last game. It was fan appreciation night. They had the players out at the along the blue lines with tables signing autographs. And, you know, I looked around and I couldn't believe there had to be over 600 fans waiting. And it had to take them an hour and a half to get through the line. And, you know, it's kind of a tenuous situation. We had won. We were waiting for Tucson, hopefully to lose to San Diego. They had, you know, put the game on in the scoreboard. So it was a very interesting situation. But I got nothing but positive feedback from the fans. I think Matt and Lynn does a terrific job as an owner, integrating the Eagles into the community, and just in different venues, whether it's at hospitals or schools or other public events where the Eagles can be there and support the community. So, again, it's a mutually satisfactory relationship. They've been spoiled here. I mean, winning championships is really a difficult thing to do, and they've won back-to-back Kelly Cups. So, you know, as we move into the playoffs, I think the fans know it's a different game than it was in the East Coast League. And we're just going to do our best. We can't control what the fans think. We're just going to do our best as a team and try and maximize the next several weeks here.
You know, as Nick mentioned, you are taking on the Bakersfield Condors. The first two will be in the Bud Center. Let me ask you this question. Have your neighbors to the south, the Avalanche, kind of set the bar a little high right now for those young Eagle players as they get ready to take the ice against Bakersfield, showing that, hey, you know what, we might be the lower seed, but look what we're doing right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great point. We talked about it Monday morning. I mean, you got on the eastern side, you've got Columbus, who basically sweeps through with Tampa Bay, which was a 30-point regular season, 30 points ahead of them in the regular season. Then you got the Avalanche that squeak in the last couple games of the regular season against the top-ranked Calgary team. You know, it just proves the point that anything can happen after the regular season's over. And I think we're aware of that as a group. And again, we always focus on what we can control, and right now we can just control what we do as a group, play to our identity, and hopefully we can steal a couple wins at home Friday and Saturday.
Obviously, you've seen Bakersfield a lot this season. You've done enough scouting probably in these past couple of days to get ready for this five-game series with the Condors, but just give us a little insight on what we can expect from Bakersfield. This is a team that's very heavy on defense, a high-powered offense. What do we expect out of the Condors coming up in this five-game series?
Well, just for the fans and the people that are viewing it, whether it's from the arena or from the internet, the Bakersfield's the little brother of Edmonton Oilers. So the Edmonton didn't make the playoffs. So they start stalking that team with some players that have spent considerable time in the NHL. So they're going to have a lot of talent. And you can see their record was outstanding right around after they actually beat us on the 25th of January. They went on like a 15-game unbeaten streak. You don't do that without having a lot of talent. Now, we had a 9-game unbeaten streak, which was probably the two of the longest winning streaks in the league. So, you know, we should be able to be extremely competitive. What Bakersfield does really well is they get their defensemen up in the rush. Their defense generates a lot of points for them. They'll get a four-man attack, and we're going to have to be very responsible with the puck in terms of eliminating turnovers and then being able to sustain some offensive zone pressure. And if we can do that during the course of the series, it'll give ourselves the best chance to win.
Coach, final thought before we let you go. And, again, thank you for joining us here on Wyoming Sports Talk today. Again, you know, I'll try to look for any advantage if I'm, walking there in the box, but the first two are in the Budweiser Event Center. Is that a little bit in favor of the Eagles? I know the next three would go to Bakersfield if that be the case, but is there a slight advantage being at home for the opening two games?
Well, there's a huge advantage, and we got the altitude too, which is always a challenge for teams coming in at sea level environments. That's a huge advantage, and you know it's tough when you're the team that has the highest seed, because if you take the first two, you lose the last three, right? So if you split and you're the home team, then you've got to deal with going on the road for three games. But I look at it from our perspective as an altitude team. If we can jump on them early and get a couple wins, then we just have to pick off one of the next three. And, you know, everybody plays that game, and it really doesn't matter. It's just the old cliche. You just got to take it one shift at a time. But I personally like it that way, especially when we're in a high-altitude environment.
Well, Coach, we wish you all the best. Thank you so much, and congratulations on the Eagles making it into the AHL playoffs. And, again, Bakersfield Condors coming up tomorrow night in Loveland. So we wish you all the best.
Thank you, guys.
Greg Gunn, head coach of the Colorado Eagles, joining us here in Wyoming Sports Talk today. We will take a quick timeout. We'll be right back with more for this Thursday afternoon.